Chawu Sotira is one of only a few Cambodian athletes who could qualify for the London Olympics. Driven to win in a sport dominated by men, she says her strict North Korean coach, Park So-nam, gives her an edge, despite the language barrier.
We use sign language. In this sport, there are hand signals and grabbing. So he shows us each movement, and then all of us just follow him. And if we make mistakes, he corrects us.
Park is known for a relentless coaching drive that leaves little time for outside activities. Although he has lived here for several years, he speaks little Khmer or English. But his team loyalties and those of his North Korean assistants are firm.
You ask me whom I want to win if my athletes compete with North Korean athletes. Personally, I think even between parents and a son, it is still a competition in sports games. So I want the athletes who I train to win.
The team has bonded despite the language barrier. Sotira says she loves her coach like a father. When North Korea's authoritarian leader Kim Jong-il died in December, she and the rest of the team supported the coach.
He was depressed. He went to pay condolences at the North Korean embassy next to the Prime Minister's house. Our wrestling team was also mourning and took flowers to the North Korean embassy.
The team's Cambodian coach, Hak Chiang Kim, says Park initially needed to tone down his occasionally violent coaching style that treated the athletes like soldiers. Nonetheless, Hak credits him with Sotira's gold medal in Laos at the 2009 Southeast Asian Games.
North Korea's at the Olympic level. They won all the medals, gold, silver, bronze. Both North Korea and South Korea are strong, but North Korea is stronger.
Training right next to the North Korean instructors for the past 6 years is South Korean taekwondo coach Choi Yong-seok. He says while there is sporting competition between him and the North Koreans, they share a desire to push the Cambodian team.
Sports mean unity. So we do not consider such things as political ideology. I think there is no problem for us to have a good relationship since we are sportsmen training within the same environment.
Choi is also training an Olympic hopeful, Soren Darwin, who says that unlike Sotira, she would not want to be coached by North Koreans because, she says, they are communists. But she does not mind sharing the gym.
Each team tries not to be weaker than the other, so it is quite competitive because we are training next to each other and our categories are quite similar. So we try to be stronger.
With 5 months to go until the start of the games, these athletes are still waiting to see if they will qualify. Soren Darwin is waiting for a wild card taekwondo spot. Sotira hopes a win in Kazakhstan later in March will earn her a spot in London. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Phnom Penh.